This is the KASU 604 newscast for Tuesday, September 12th. I'm Brandon Tabor. Craighead County Sheriff Marty Boyd says the county jail needs an expansion. Boyd told the Craighead County Quorum Court last night the jail is 29 years old and more beds are needed to properly house the inmates.
Because of the rapid growth of Craighead County and the age of our facility now, we've just simply outgrown our bed space. No one wants to have to pay for new beds and for a jail and things like that. But unfortunately, we want to keep detaining people that break the law and hold them responsible. This is one of the things that we're going to have to look at.
Boyd says this is needed because of the rapid growth of Jonesboro.
We've seen a growth in crime. And I put a lot of that not to, Craighead County's getting a more dangerous place. It's just simply that our growth, I think we can look back the last 10 years, Craighead County, grows an average 2-3% per year. And of course, when we do that, our problems grow, our population grows, and, good things happen, but we also have, a negative effect, and crime is one of those.
Boyd says the request for an expansion of the jail will come in the next year. He says more beds are needed to adequately house those who commit misdemeanors and felonies separately. 1 week is left in Arkansas before a deadline for entities to apply for licenses to cultivate and dispense medical marijuana. As of yesterday, a spokesman for the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration said 27 applications for dispensaries had been received. That's 5 fewer than the 32 officials expected to be approved, with more applicants expected in the coming days. 11 applications for cultivation facilities have been received, with 5 to be approved. Arkansas's Medical Marijuana Commission is to make final decisions this fall on who is granted licenses. There are 8 geographic regions in the state that will be considered so that the facilities are evenly spaced out. An Arkansas Game and Fish Commission spokesman says authorities are investigating the discovery of tigers, lions, and a leopard in a barn in Arkansas. Spokesman Randy Zeller says that 7 tigers, 6 lions, and 1 leopard were discovered Saturday in Poinsett County in cages. Zeller says the Poinsett County Sheriff's Department went to the scene after receiving an anonymous tip. Zeller says no arrests have been made in connection with the discovery. Authorities suspect the animals probably were going to be shipped to Germany. Zeller says the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission put a security detail there to monitor the animals. Local and regional news can be heard on KASU weekdays during NPR's Morning Edition, beginning at 5 a.m. at 91.9 FM and at KASU.org. I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.